Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. French President François Hollande has declared a state of emergency and closed France's borders after a series of attacks in Paris that killed tens of dozens of people. VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting.
It was a night of terror in the French capital, with explosions prompting the evacuation of the Stade de France, a major stadium outside Paris where a football match was underway between France and Germany. Elsewhere in the city, at the Bataclan Theater Concert Hall, witnesses described a scene of carnage. Gunmen took a large number of hostages among people attending a performance by an American rock band before police stormed the building. The city's deputy mayor says it appears at least 118 people died in the concert hall. Police said there were at least six attacks across Paris, most involving volleys of automatic gunfire. At the Stade de France, television cameras caught the sound of one of at least three explosions during the football match. Among those evacuated from the stadium was French President François Hollande, who moments later appeared on national television, called the attacks a horror, declared a state of emergency, and announced France was closing its borders for the first time in recent memory.
Nous devons nous assurer que personne ne pourra rentrer.
He said the French government must ensure that no one can enter the country to commit these kinds of acts and also be able to apprehend those who carried out the crimes if they try to leave French territory. French authorities have been on heightened alert, and the country is still recovering from attacks in January on a newspaper that posted a caricature of the Muslim prophet Muhammad and at a kosher supermarket.
That is VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting. This is VOA News. The man known as Jihadi John, a leading spokesman for the Islamic State, has apparently been killed. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group said officials believe a drone strike in Syria late on Thursday killed the Islamic State spokesman, who Western intelligence agencies identify as Mohammed Nwazi. British Prime Minister David Cameron speaking Friday.
This was an act of self-defense. It was the right thing to do. Today I want to thank the United States. The United Kingdom has no better friend or ally. And I want to pay tribute to all those professionals in our own security and intelligence agencies and armed forces for the extraordinary work they do on behalf of our country.
The Kuwaiti-born Nwazi was a British citizen, has been on the top target of Western intelligence agencies since he appeared in a video depicting the beheadings and other killings of Western hostages. World powers will seek to narrow their differences on Syria today when they begin a second round of talks on establishing the framework for a political resolution to Syria's prolonged, costly civil war. The talks in Vienna are expected to focus on identifying Syria's moderate opposition groups, as well as those who are considered terrorist threats and entities. The United States and its allies may seek to bridge differences with Russia and Iran over the political future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran are supporters of the Assad regime. The U.S. says the Syrian leader must step down if there is to be any political resolution aimed at ending the war. A powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the southwest coast of Japan early today. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered about 160 kilometers from the town of Makurazaki. There are no reports of damage or injuries, and officials say there are no tsunami threats. As it has in many recent global events, social media is playing a large role in the terrorist attacks in Paris. It is not a claim of responsibility, but an Islamic State supporter used Twitter to express joy over the bloodshed. He tweeted the words, "Paris is burning," and used the hashtag, "Paris is burning." Hashtag has been co-opted by supporters of IS. Facebook activated a safety check that allows people in Paris to check in and mark themselves as safe, which will allow their friends and family in turn on the social network to know that they are okay. French President Hollande has been using Twitter to keep his fellow French citizens up to date on the situation. And here in the United States, those running for president, many of them have expressed their feelings on Twitter.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with Amina Figueroa and Michelle Camilo, two piano greats of jazz today who came to the USA to follow their dreams. Yes, Amina Figueroa, originally from Azerbaijan, by way of the Netherlands. She went to Rotterdam and then to the United States to follow her musical dreams. And Michelle Camilo from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, who came to New York City to set up shop and follow his musical path to international jazz stardom, as Amina has as well. They are my special guests on this edition of Jazz America, and will also give you basically a theme of many of the artists who came to the USA to further themselves in the world of jazz. Well, to begin things this hour, a most interesting blending of musical styles and musical nations, if you will. Stan Getz did the reverse. He went to Brazil to gain inspiration and to work with some of that nation's finest musicians. Then he brought them back to the USA to record some of the most famous music in all of history. I would say jazz history, but it's simply musical history. As Antonio Carlos Jobim, the great pianist, João Gilberto, the great guitarist, vocalist, and composer, and his wife, Astrid Gilberto, the great singer, got together with Stan Getz. He brought them to New York City in March of 1963 to create the music you're about to hear. They did, in that session, songs like The Girl from Ipanema, Doralice, Desafinado, and Corcovado. Here is Stan Getz with all those great Brazilians on Jazz America.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely.
Esse amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste e descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Thank you. sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci. O que é felicidade, meu amor?
We'll be right back.
the great trumpeter from Cuba, who in the 1990s was playing in the band with Dizzy Gillespie. He decided at that time he wanted to defect to the United States of America, and in 1999 became a naturalized citizen of our nation. He is Arturo Sandoval, and from his album, Dear Diz, dedicated to his former boss, Dizzy Gillespie, who meant so much to him, that is Things to Come. Arturo Sandoval, another of the greats of jazz today, who followed his musical dreams by coming to the USA. And that is the story of Amina Figueroa. Let's go backstage once again to the Jazz Standard in New York City, just after Amina had been performing with her wonderful new sextet, the music of her newest release, Blue Whisper. We'll hear from that after we talk to Amina, here on VOA's Jazz America. So I think Blue Whisper is high art. I think your writing is so deep and so rich. The rhythms that are so uniquely yours, part of each composition, great writing and very deep writing, a blending of blues and jazz and classical, if you will. That's just sort of some quick observations. Lots of incredible dynamics. Enough of my observations. Give me some thoughts about Blue Whisper after having performed some of it live here at Jazz Standard.
Well, we're having a great time. It's a part of the tour. We did actually perform Blue Whisper in Europe for a couple of weeks. And we did a couple of shows here in U.S. And we'll be going back on tour next week. So it's interesting how every time after you make a record and you start playing it live, you know, it comes alive and it changes and it's very dynamic. Music is dynamic, and playing it live brings more dynamic in music, and I enjoy it because it's like you're recomposing the music sometimes, and then you get this thought, oh, maybe we could do this and that, and then we just do it because we feel it. We feel it, and the band is so tight that we don't need even to look at each other, but sometimes just a glimpse or laugh, and then you take another path. And that's the most exciting part about that.
Thank you.
Zagarova with another brilliant song from her new release, Blue Whisper, titled The Traveler, featuring her husband and musical partner, Bart Plateau, on the flute and the rest of the brilliant horn section that is part of her new sextet. Here's another great artist who came from his original home in the Czech Republic to follow his musical dreams in America and the rest of the world, becoming a member of the band Weather Report, then leading his own bands, as well as playing with a number of the greatest musicians of the day. He is bassist Miroslav Vitus, the man from Prague, from his 2003 release Universal Syncopations, with a little help from Jan Garbarek, Chick Corea, John McLaughlin, and Jack DeJohnette. Here's the song Miro Bop on Jazz America from VOA1. Bassist, composer, and band leader now from Prague, Czechoslovakia, Miroslav Vitus has certainly made the most of his time in America over the years. Hope you enjoyed that. From his album Universal Syncopations, his collaboration with some very talented musical friends in high places. And get ready for more from another of our special guests who made his way to the USA to follow his musical dreams, Michelle Camilo, coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received with a very interesting subject line that got my attention, hip-hop jazz fusions. And it reads as follows. Hi, I'm Waithaka Sok from Thika, Central Kenya. Most of my Sunday afternoons are spent lounging and listening to your show, Jazz America, on VOA Radio Nairobi. Nairobi has an equivalent jazz show by Jack Ojiambo, Jazz Essentials, during the evenings, and this and your show are therapy to me. I've learned a lot of jazz styles and artists throughout the times spent tuned to Jazz America. I make this request of you to take some time to focus and highlight the fusion of hip-hop and jazz. Such songs as Music Evolution by Buckshot LaFunk, who, by the way, is also known as Branford Marsalis. Backstreets by Guru, the Doobop Song by Miles Davis and Easy Mo B, developed my interest in digging for more hip-hop jazz sounds. Give more information in this regard, and I will sure appreciate much. Looking forward to the next show. Till then, be well. Regards, Waithaka. Well, thank you so much, and a most interesting thought you've brought to mind. Hip-hop certainly permeates music of every style, from country music in America to jazz and even classical. Hip-hop has been around for decades now, as Rapper's Delight was first released, I think, in the year 1989, so it's been around for a while. And here's a taste of the blending of hip-hop and jazz. Many artists have incorporated hip-hop, and I will certainly be happy to do a special on that sometime in the future. But for right now, here's one just for you, Waithaka. It is Grammy Award-winning work from the album Black Radio, Erykah Badu on vocals, joining pianist Robert Glasper for their version of Afro Blue on Jazz America.
Face to face with
The distinctive world jazz sound of the man from Cape Town, South Africa. Pianist, composer, multi-instrumentalist, really. Abdullah Ibrahim, also known as Dollar Brand around the world. And a song from the soundtrack of the French motion picture Chocolat, the album called Mendif. It's Abdullah Ibrahim and some all-star players like Craig Handy on flute and tenor sax and Billy Higgins on the drums, and the song entitled African Market. Mendif is the name of the album, and that is a mountain in the north of Cameroon near the ancient city of Maroua, where the movie Chocolat was filmed, by the way. Now, Abdullah Ibrahim, Dollar Brand, has never lived in the United States as far as I know, but he certainly has spent a lot of time here. He left his home in South Africa and moved to Europe, and it was there in the 1960s that Dizzy Gillespie saw Dollar Brand, or Abdullah Ibrahim, performing and set him up with a session to perform for record labels from the United States, and he has recorded for U.S. labels for a long time and spent lots of time in the United States recording with some of America's finest musicians. So he's one of those artists who's made his way to the USA to follow his musical dreams, those dreams realized. Same is the story for another of our special guests on this edition of Jazz America, Michel Camilo. I want to spend some more time with him offstage at the Newport Jazz Festival for this conversation, followed by some of his brilliant music here on Jazz America. You have now done a solo piano record. Every piano player needs to do at least one solo.
And I have two now. What about that? How about that?
Well, you want to express yourself because you have those major three facets, and I want to talk about that just for a second.
Yeah.
You have solo.
Yeah.
You did a beautiful little trio piece here. Then, of course, you have the sextet with the three horns out front, and you have a big band. What is your favorite setting?
Well, I love music. You know, music is my life. It's been since I was 4 years old. Uh-huh. So for me, just to be on stage and share the music with everybody, it makes my day. And it's a dream come true as well. And besides, you forgot to mention the symphony orchestra as well.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right now, I have now two piano concertos written. In fact, in the Asian tour, I'm going to play with the Taiwan Symphony Orchestra in November as well, my number one. And we're going to celebrate that night the 100th performance of the number one.
Oh, my goodness, that's beautiful. Yeah. You know, I mentioned, okay, now four facets. The orchestra, the big band, the small groups, and the solo.
And the duo with Tomatito.
And the duo.
It's five facets.
And the classical, which is so, so prevalent there. The piece you played, repercussion, swinging, bebop. And then you have the Latin side, too.
Right.
Now, which one dominates in your life?
You know, that's why I made an album called Triangulo, because I visited my three angles.
Yes.
In reality, you hit right on the spot. There's, of course, my Latin roots, which can never go away because that's my identity. And, you know, after that, my love for jazz and jazz improvisation comes out in the bebop numbers. And, of course, my classical training, you know, because I study classical music all my life, still today, and I play so much as guest soloist with many symphony orchestras around the world. So why forget one for the other? I say that I try to put it together in one triangle. And, you know, one of them becomes more prevalent depending on the song and what the needs of the song. I think music dictates everything.
And here's a song from Michel Camilo's album, On Fire, that kind of brings together all those influences into one focused piece of music that's dedicated to the place he now calls home. It's called Uptown Manhattan, the same place that Amina Figueroa lives, as a matter of fact. Lots of people come to New York City to follow their musical dreams, Michel Camilo among them. Uptown Manhattan from On Fire on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Andrew Hill, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
The late great pianist from Chicago, Andrew Hill, from his album Nefertiti from the mid-1970s, with the song dedicated to his mother. It's titled Hattie. We certainly heard a lot of great piano playing on this edition of Jazz America, with Amina Figueroa and Michelle Camilo in the spotlight. This is Russ Davis, and on the next edition of Jazz America, four great guitarists will be in the spotlight as we give you Pat, John, Mike, and Al. It's Pat Metheny, John Schofield, backstage at the Detroit Jazz Festival, Mike Stern backstage at the New York City Club Birdland, and backstage in Montreal at the Jazz Festival, Al Di Meola. That's next week on Jazz America, four great guitarists.